It's day 295, Hummer Days of hashtag 365. Let's do this.
In a world where we're constantly told to consume, regaining control can feel like a daily battle. Count every calorie. Eat slowly, only when you're actually hungry. Understand your inner chimp. Keep your journey front of mind, and together we'll develop a better relationship with food. This is hashtag 365.
Yeah, it is. And the battle continues. We are now in the final 75 days of hashtag 365, which I literally can't get my head around. I can't get my head around how quickly this year has gone and what a roller coaster of emotions it has been. It's been utterly amazing, game changing really for me. And I can't thank you enough for being part of this journey with me. Whether you're listening just out of interest, whether you're listening because you're on your own weight loss journey, whether you're listening as I put them out each day or in 10 years' time from now, the fact that you're listening makes me happy to my core. And I set out on this journey with the intention of improving my own life, but also hoping that it would help others as well. And I've had so many messages from people saying it has, and I can't tell you how much that means to me. So thank you so much. I'm just so stoked. But be under no illusion. Despite everything I've learnt, despite all the realizations, despite the change in my mindset, despite all of that, the rest of this journey is going to be hardcore. 75 days remaining. 2 stone and 4 pounds to lose. It's time to put everything that I've learned into practice, to have nothing but solid focus on that end goal. 14 stone, that's what I want to see on the scales. But it's going to require a Herculean effort, a daily effort, no slip-ups, no messing about, seeing that weight come off every single week in spades. Gone are the days of 2 pounds a week. One of those days. Now it's time to really hammer it down, at least 3 pounds a week, every single week, until the end of this journey. I'm obviously going to be careful about this. I'm obviously not going to do things stupid. I would never want to encourage anybody to lose weight really quickly. I don't believe that's the way to do it. But I'm serious about hitting my goal. So that's what I'm going to have to achieve. 28 pounds in 75 days. No, 32 pounds, sorry, in 75 days. Oh, I can't even get my numbers right. Bloody hell. So how am I going to do it? Basically, I tried the blood sugar diet a few weeks back, probably 4 weeks or so ago I started that. And I thought the results were absolutely sensational. I found it not that difficult to achieve. So I'm going to do that again. Strict calorie control, 800 calories a day. Trying to eat foods that are as nutritionally complete as possible so that I'm not starving myself of the nutrients that I need. I've got an idea of how I'm going to do that, which I'll talk more about tomorrow. But doing that for at least 6 weeks and seeing where that brings me. If I can then up the calories a bit, then I will, just because I think that's a very few amount of calories to be having for a sustained period of time. But let's see where my weight's at during that time. Going to hammer it down as much as possible. There is one other thing I wanted to mention today that I'd be interested to know whether, or I'd be interested to know whether you're interested in it. I'm thinking of doing like a live show for the last podcast, for the last kind of, well, it won't be the, well, I suppose it will be the last weigh-in. Actually, annoyingly, the last show, the 365th day, is the day after a weigh-in. So there's a weigh-in and then there's one more day, which is just typical, isn't it? But let me just double check that. Yeah, so the last day 365 is the 13th of January. But let me just double check this in my diary. But the 13th of January, I believe, is a Monday. Yeah, it is. It's a Monday. So Sunday, the 12th, will be my last weigh-in. And then the Monday is the 13th. So I'm thinking of doing a live 365. So literally recording it in front of a live audience. If that's something you'd be interested in, hit me up on Twitter at Alex Bakerman. If I sourced a venue, I mean, I'm not going to do the weigh-in naked. that'd be a hideous way to end what's been a very positive journey. But if you'd be interested in coming down to that, I'm only going to do it if there's going to be enough people. If it's going to be like three people, then that might be quite depressing for everybody involved. But if, like, I know there's a lot of you listening, so if a bunch of you would like to come to that, I'll source an appropriate venue, come down, and I was about to say we'd have some food and have some drinks, but that seems quite inappropriate as well. Let's get naked and like feed each other. Feed each other kebabs and Baileys. Just go out strong. No, do let me know. I'd like to do it. I think it would be really fun. It would be fun to meet like a load of the people that have been listening. But also I think it would be, yeah, a sort of another good way of making sure that I don't mess up against my final goal because of that kind of peer pressure. So yeah, it's not completely selfless. Let me know what you think at Alex Bakerman. Hit me up on Twitter. Send me a message and I'd love to know if you'd be interested to come along to that. Anyway, so the final 75 days of hashtag 365 are here. It is going to be brutal.